Have you ever wanted to be a guitar geek MacGyver of sorts? You know, the type of guitar geek that could just fix and tweak things right there on the spot? Well, look no further than today's Acoustic Tuesday show, because I'm going to share with you the 10 must-have guitar geek tools that you need in your toolbox. Hey, TAC family, and welcome to episode 166 of the Acoustic Tuesday show. This show is designed to bring fun, focus, and progress to your guitar journey through my weekly Guitar Geek lists, plus hearing success stories from your fellow guitar geeks. This week, you're going to learn about Bernie F., who first picked up the guitar in 1968 and is now having more fun and experiencing more progress than ever. You're going to learn about Bernie in a bit, plus I'll be reporting on some headlines from around the acoustic guitar industry. But first, let's dig into the 10 must-have guitar tools you need in your toolkit. Not only are we going to look at these 10 tools, I'm also going to give you some tips on how to use them, and some of these tips are a little bit unconventional. Let's go ahead and dig in. Must-have guitar tool number 10, the small yet almighty capo. Now, I want you to reserve judgment here. You might be thinking, this is a lame list. The capo? You gotta be kidding me. Yes, of course, it's good for while you're playing. You can change keys and things like that, but it's also good for guitar maintenance. Let's say you just put a fresh set of strings on and you need to access the inside of your guitar. Basically, you need the strings out of the way. Well, slap the capo on the third fret, loosen the strings, and voila, you can have access to inside your guitar without trashing a pair of strings. The capo allows the strings to stay wound around the tuner posts, so you can access the inside of your guitar, and when you're done, just pop the strings back on. Must-have guitar tool number 9 is the string winder and the string cutter. Now, I know this is technically two tools, but luckily for us, D'Addario makes the Pro Winder, which combines the two of them. Every guitar geek needs this tool. Quite simply, it makes string changing a breeze, plus it keeps things nice and tidy because you can cut the strings real close to the tuner post. Now, a quick little tip with this tool, there's a little notch in the string winder. That's actually a bridge pin puller that can help remove any stubborn bridge pins. But be careful when you use this. Don't lean it against the bridge. Simply pull straight up and you can ease the bridge pins right out. Must-have guitar tool number 8 is the truss rod wrench. Every guitar geek needs a truss rod wrench because it allows you to make subtle action adjustments right there on the spot. Your truss rod adjusts the relief in your guitar's neck, meaning it's either going to be bowed or it's going to be straight. Having a truss rod wrench allows you to adjust this. There's a couple simple rules that I want you to keep in mind. Number 1, while adjusting the truss rod, only do so a quarter turn at a time. A little goes a long way. The second rule is that if you want more relief in your guitar's neck, the string tension needs to take over, meaning you're gonna have to loosen the truss rod, lefty-loosey, righty-tighty. And the third rule is that if you want your neck to be a little bit straighter and the truss rod to take over, you're gonna wanna tighten the truss rod. It's as simple as that. And the more you're comfortable adjusting your truss rod, the more confidence you build up, the more ability you have to tweak your action right there on the spot. Must-have guitar tool number 7 is an inspection mirror, and this tool pairs wonderfully with a flashlight. This allows you to see inside your guitar. Wondering if there's a loose brace? Wondering if a ball end of the string is rattling against the bridge plate? Wondering if, well, just what the inside of your guitar looks like? The inspection mirror is the tool for you. In fact, this tool is a lot of fun because not only does it allow you to help diagnose your guitar and troubleshoot any problems, it's a great shopping tool when you're shopping for a vintage instrument. It allows you to look at the inside of the guitar, see if there's any loose braces, some cracks, maybe an unhealthy bridge plate. Quite simply, the inspection mirror allows you to get inside the guitar and see things you otherwise wouldn't. Must-have guitar tool number 6 is the 6-inch steel rule. Coincidence? Yeah, actually, this is a coincidence. Tool number 6, the 6-inch steel rule. I definitely didn't plan it that way, I promise. Nonetheless, you need one of these tools. Why? Well, to measure stuff. Specifically, the height of your strings at the 12th fret. More often than not, I hear guitar geeks talk about action saying, ah, my action's too high. Ah, my action's too low. With a 6-inch steel rule, it allows you to actually measure how high your strings are at the 12th fret down to the 32nd, sometimes the 64th of an inch, so you can actually communicate, my action is exactly this, and I need it to be exactly that. Quite simply, it makes communication much easier, and it makes setting up your guitar a breeze. Must-have guitar tool number 5? I'm pretty sure we're on number 5, I think. Yes, we're gonna go with it. Number 5. Must-have guitar tool number 5 is the trusty razor blade. Yes, indeed, the straight-edge razor blade can make your fretboard look like new again. In fact, this is not a tool you're gonna use all the time, but about once a year, maybe once every 2 years, you're gonna notice that some grime builds up on your fretboard. and actually using the razor blade to scrape the grime off is the best way to get it off quickly. Now I'm talking about caked on grime here. All you have to do is hold the razor blade perpendicular to the fretboard and move it back and forth. You don't want to add any pressure, you're simply scraping the gunk off so that you can later oil your fretboard. It seems like it's kind of an odd tool, but it's one that you're definitely going to want to have in your Guitar Geek toolkit. Must-have guitar tool number 4 is a small screwdriver set. You're going to need a Phillips head and a flat head. I'm not talking small like eyeglasses screwdriver set, I'm just talking smaller than your standard fare. I don't want you using the same screwdriver that you use to like put drywall screws in, right? I want something smaller than that because chances are you might have a truss rod cover on the headstock of your guitar that's held in with some flathead screws, or you might want to tighten your tuner buttons with a Phillips head screwdriver, or if you're playing a resonator guitar, there's an awful lot of little screws on those bad boys, and a small screwdriver set will really come in handy. Must-have guitar tool number 3 is a neck cradle. If you're doing any work on your guitar, having a neck cradle keeps your guitar secure so that mishaps don't happen. How often have you heard of somebody working on their guitar on top of their guitar case or in their lap or on just simply a tabletop without a neck cradle and something bad happens? The cat runs by and knocks it off the table. You reach for something and accidentally knock your guitar into a chair. All sorts of bad things can happen. When you have a neck cradle, it keeps your guitar in one spot and it keeps it nice and solid so that none of these accidents can happen. Must-have guitar tool number 2 is guitar polish and a microfiber cloth. They go hand in hand. My favorite guitar polish is Music Nomad's Pro Strength guitar polish, and for those of you with satin finished instruments, you might want to check out Music Nomad's guitar detailer. You can spritz it on a microfiber cloth and take out any fingerprints or smudges that may have appeared on your satin finished instruments. Nonetheless, every guitar geek needs a polish that brings out the best in their guitar, because nothing beats a freshly polished guitar. It smells good, feels good, kind of has this sheen to it. Plus, it catches the light in the right way and it just, well, just looks amazing. Must-have guitar tool number 1 is the Humble fretboard oil. There's a number of manufacturers that make fretboard oil. My favorite is the Music Nomad F1 oil, and you're going to want to oil the raw wood parts of your guitar roughly once a year. And when I'm talking about raw wood parts, I'm talking about the unfinished parts, not the inside of the guitar. I'm talking about your ebony or rosewood fingerboard and your ebony or rosewood bridge. These, of course, don't have any finish on them, and they're susceptible to, well, environmental conditions. Once you oil your fretboard for the first time, you'll be like, wow, my guitar looks brand spanking new. It really brings out the best of those wooden parts, not to mention it protects those wooden parts. It keeps them moisturized and ultimately looking and performing good. Those are my must-have guitar geek tools. Now, I'm sure I left some tools off of my list that happen to be on yours, and if that's the case, please let me know in the comments below. And while you're leaving a comment with your favorite guitar geek tool, let me share one tool that didn't make my list, but is probably the most important, and that is knowledge and experience. So often guitar repair, setup, and general maintenance is something that feels intimidating, but I can assure you that the more you do it, the better you'll get, and it can actually catapult your guitar journey in both your understanding of the guitar and your confidence in being able to do minor fixes, setups, and just general maintenance. So what I want you to do, if this is something that interests you, is invest in a low-priced guitar. This could be a beater guitar or just a fixer-upper, and start practicing your skills, be it setup or just small repair. And I think you'll find through experience, you'll develop this confidence and ability that you can't get out of any book. Now I'd like to introduce you to TAC family member Bernie F. Bernie F's guitar journey started over 50 years ago in 1968, and it's only in the past couple of years that his progress has exploded, and he's found himself doing things that he thought were never possible. Here's his story. In 1968, I was given a guitar, which I still have. By 1976, I had sort of learned parts of a song, Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. Then my guitar went into the garage for the next 40 years, except for an occasional airing to keep my dream alive. So when I joined TAC 3 years ago, I vaguely remembered about 5 open chords, but could hardly transition from one to the other. I had never used a flat pick and knew nothing about scales, keys, and related topics. And I hadn't even heard of hammer-ons, pull-offs, slides, and bends. Oh, and I was overwhelmed by the very mention of bar chords and petrified to be heard by others. Since joining TAC, I'm in the habit of picking up my guitar every day. I know quite a bit more than five open chords and can transition between them fairly smoothly. I enjoy noodling with scales and incorporating hammer-ons, etc. Having taken the Fretboard Wizard course, I have a handle on keys and what are the major and minor chords in the most popular keys, and within the last 6 months, I've finally learned to make bar chords ring out clearly most of the time. By far my greatest accomplishment is that I have overcome my fear of playing with others, and in so doing, I have come to appreciate that playing with others, even types of songs I don't care for, is incredibly fun. Last September, I even played with 13 others on stage in front of an audience of several hundreds. I learned that I could make all sorts of mistakes in a large group, and no one but me noticed or cared. And I didn't notice their mistakes either, or care. I was having too much fun. It would be amazing if this time next year, I could actually play the guitar. By that, I mean make music and play it fluently, continuously, and consistently. In other words, it would be amazing if I could improvise my heart out, feel the music, be the music, and through my music, attract people to come closer and listen because they are taken in by what they heard from a distance. That was my dream in 1968, and today it's still my greatest fantasy, number one on my bucket list. And I know that with Tony's ongoing guidance and the TAC community's support, one day I'll be sitting alone in a park, leaning against a tree, quietly playing my guitar, and one or two or three people will gather around to listen to the music. That would be truly amazing. That would be truly amazing, Bernie, and I have to say that if you keep your positive attitude and your commitment to the guitar, you will no doubt be achieving that dream scene. I had the chance to meet Bernie last year, 2 years ago at the Acoustic Life Festival now, and I have to say that every time I saw him, he was smiling, ear to ear, guitar in hand, playing with other folks, and eventually playing on stage. And it's so cool to see. It's so cool to see that somebody simply having fun with guitar can fuel their progress and ultimately move them closer to their goal. Because if you have fun, you enjoy playing the guitar. Hence, you play the guitar every day. If you play the guitar every day, well, then you're gonna no doubt get better because your guitar routine is rock solid. And Bernie is living proof of that. It's such a pleasure to know Bernie. It's such a pleasure to have met Bernie. And more importantly, see how much fun can truly impact a guitar routine. Let's go ahead and head down to right around Memphis, Tennessee, and check out this amazing guitar arsenal from Acoustic Tuesday viewer David. Here's what David has in his guitar arsenal: a 1968 Gibson Heritage, a 1944 Martin Singolo 18, a brand new Martin SC13E, a Breedlove Nylon, he says, so I could get in touch with my bossa nova side, a Takamine J15E archtop, an Ovation LX, and hiding in the background is a Strat copy built from a kit. He says, sorry I forgot to get in the picture, but I did come to an epiphany. One guitar geek should have extra guitar stands that are empty. I think that might psychologically suggest to the spouse that said geek might need more guitars. Also, I love your approach and show, Tony. Sorry I'm not a dues-paying member at the moment. 50 years of bad playing and lack of talent, I might be too far gone to retrieve. The new Martin is a super guitar, by the way. You should check it out. Keep up the good work. I hope this is rewarding for you in all ways. Thanks so much for submitting your guitar arsenal, David. And there's a couple of things I wanted to touch on. First of which, you mentioned I hope the show is rewarding for me, and it very much is. I love doing the show, and it's incredibly humbling, too, to know that so many guitar geeks gather every single Tuesday to just get inspired, bring some fun, bring some focus, and bring some progress into their guitar journey. The second thing is you mentioned you had 50 years of playing under your belt and some lack of talent. And I just don't believe that. It actually makes me remember Bernie's story that we just talked about. You know, he's been playing for 50 plus years, and just in the last few, he's really turned up the progress knob on his guitar journey. So keep that in mind. And then lastly, if you want to be like David and submit your guitar arsenal to be featured in the Acoustic Tuesday show, you can very much do so. It takes three simple steps. Number one, go to acoustictuesday.store and pick yourself out a guitar arsenal shirt of your liking. Number two, put that guitar arsenal shirt on and take a picture amongst all of your guitars. Take a picture amongst all of your guitars. And then number three, go ahead and submit it at acousticlife.tv. There's a submit link in the top menu. Click on it and you could submit your guitar arsenal and tell a story just like David did. Before I wrap up the Acoustic Tuesday show today, I want to sink into some acoustic guitar world headlines from around the industry. First up is the passing of Charlie Pride back on December 12th. Condolences, of course, to his family, friends, and fans. Charlie Pride was not only an incredible musician, but an incredible human being as well, a country music icon. And one of my friends posted a selection from his memoir that, in my opinion, sums all of this up, not only his impact in country music, but also his cultural impact. fact. Let me go ahead and read it for you. In his memoir, Pride shares an encounter with the country music star Webb Pierce. When Pride had recorded a couple of big records, Pierce told him, "Charlie, it's good to have you. Good for you to be in our music." "I loved Webb," Pride writes. "I truly did. But that statement made me bristle," he explains, before recounting the rest of the exchange. "Webb, it's my music too," Pride said. "What was that?" "It's my music too." A huge and impactful loss for certain, and I wanted to mention that if you hadn't heard much of Charlie Pride's music or don't know much about him, now's a great time to grab a record and, well, learn more about him, because he was truly an icon. Next on my list is a new album release from Sturgill Simpson. Fresh off the heels of releasing Volume 1 of Cuttin' Grass, The Butcher Shop Sessions, he just now is releasing Cuttin' Grass Volume 2, The Cowboy Arms Sessions, which again finds him bluegrassitizing songs from his back catalog. And I have to say, the album is remarkable and well worth your ears.
Where can talk me, didn't care about me. Where can talk me, was cheating kind. Out on the town running round, seeing what else I can find to sit here without you with all my mind.
You can actually stream Cuttin' Grass Volume 2, The Cowboy Arms Sessions, right now. And of course, if you want to pre-order the vinyl, you can certainly do that. I believe they'll be shipping that right around April. Don't worry, I've already done that. Next up on my list of news today comes from LR Bags. They just released a new DI, the VoicePrint DI, which is kind of next-level technology from the folks at LR Bags. Let's first give it a listen, and then I want to share some juicy news with you about this very DI. A pretty awesome sounding DI, and one that certainly has some next level technology packed within it. Now, a little birdie told me that I'm gonna actually be able to try one of those out, actually get my hands on it, put it through its paces, and I cannot wait to share that with you on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. I'm gonna give you my honest take, and I have to say, my expectations are pretty darn high, judging by what I've heard so far. Next on my list is a new guitar from Preston Thompson Guitars out in Sisters, Oregon. Yes, they just released Masterpiece Guitar Number 2, and it features some incredible artisan craftsmanship. I'm talking mind-blowing craftsmanship on a guitar. It makes you wonder how it even came to be. Well, wonder no more, because I found a video that explains it, and holy smokes, this is well worth your time. Let's check out a clip right now.
Masterpiece Number 2, and some of you may be familiar with Masterpiece Number 1, which we did last year, and it was a great success, and it got me thinking, yeah, we should do more of these and do some more high-end pieces that really show the craftsmanship here at Thompson, and yeah, offer something a little bit different that you might not see in our usual range.
Yeah, I think it added to, or just to add to that, it kind of gave us as craftsmen the opportunity to be able to push our limits and our, you know, the boundaries of what we can do.
And the idea is for them to all be quite different, quite unique, one of a kind. You're not gonna,
yeah,
and have the design concept, you know, the continuity of all these custom features to be harmonious throughout the entire guitar, not mm-hmm. just, you know, highlighting a fretboard or a headstock, but really making a complete design concept, but in keeping with the style of Thompson guitars mm-hmm. and the aesthetics that Preston liked. And
Last on my list of news today is news that comes from Reverb.com and Gibson Guitars. Gibson just launched its Reverb Demo Shop. Now, this shop on Reverb.com features used Gibson guitars, artist-used Gibson guitars, prototype Gibson guitars, or just general kind of what I'm guessing is B-stock instruments for a discounted price. Now, Gibson is still warrantying these for a limited time. I believe it's 2 years, and you have to check the shop frequently because they're updating it quite a bit. And I have to say, this last update, they featured quite a few acoustic guitars. So definitely something that you guitar geeks who have gas are going to want to know about. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me on today's Acoustic Tuesday show. Let's take a quick sneak peek into next week to see what I'll be chatting about. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, it's all about acoustic guitar pickups. What to use, when to use it, and which ones are my favorite. That's going to happen next week on Acoustic Tuesday. And remember, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on YouTube. Remember, your guitar progress, however you define it, is only as good as your guitar routine. So invest the time in developing your guitar routine and make progress every day that you play. Thank you again for sharing your time with me today. Thank you for being a guitar geek, and remember, guitar geeks unite. Cheers.